It's time to get stuck into our daily debate. And the question we're asking today is, should churches pay tax in Australia? Well, you won't be surprised to find that on our current vote on our Facebook page, it's 93% of you are saying yes, they should, and 7% are saying no. My guest to talk about it is Brian Morris. He's director of Plain Reason. That's a group which quote, promotes rational discussion and critical thinking in all matters of public interest. He's also the author of A Sacred to Secular, Why a Corrupt Christianity Requires a Secular Solution. And he joins me now. Hello there, Brian.
Yeah, hello, Wendy. Good to be with you.
Now, this article that I read that you wrote for the Daily Telegraph just recently, you said this should be played out in the federal budget as well, and that 64% of Australians think that religious institutions should be taxed. If that many of us think so, why isn't it happening, Brian?
Well, there's a number of reasons, Wendy, and it's good to hear that your poll with 702 has rated so highly. The poll that the Rationalist Society did just a few months ago was 64%. The federal government was in turmoil, wasn't it? What we're going to do with the budget. First, the GST was on and capital gains, negative gearing, they all got swept off. No thought was given at all to the revenue side. Really, the elephant in the room in all this is religion. It really is a mega billion-dollar entrepreneurial colossus.
Mm. And you say that there's no transparency either.
Well, there isn't. We have 60,000 charities in Australia, only 40% of which are religious. 60% are secular charities. And it's the Australian Charities and Nonprofit Commission that regulates these. But because religion going back to an old statute dating back to Elizabeth I in 1601, based on the fact that religions were in fact just advancing religion, they paid no tax at all, and they don't have to deliver any reports now to the Charities Commission. And so it's really a complete mystery in terms of what they do, officially what they do collect. But we now know from research that's been done just a few years ago that they probably avoid paying tax to the tune of about $31 billion a year.
Wow, that would have a huge impact on the budget, wouldn't it?
Well, it certainly would. It certainly would. And you ask really why that doesn't happen. And I guess a couple of things is that federal parliaments historically have been afraid of a church backlash that may occur. And, of course, we do have a federal parliament that is really very heavily Christianized. But, look, I think the weight of the argument is starting to tell, Wendy. I mean, latest polling shows that the Australian public is more than 50% secular. We are now overwhelmingly religion neutral. We ran a poll some months ago that showed that 78% of Australians want the church and state separated. So we want religion out of politics at all levels. And I guess not too far down the track, one government is going to finally be brave enough to say, well, look, this $31 billion a year that religions avoid in terms of taxation, they should start really paying their way. It's a bit like the Panama Papers. Treasurer Scott Morrison is now keen, hopefully, to start taxing the big corporations more and closing the loopholes. It's about time we close the religious loophole.
Okay, well, we have some callers here. Peter from Mount Druitt is with us, and I believe you're a church pastor, Peter.
Yeah, that's right.
And so what's your thought here?
Look, I can totally understand why people think that it's appropriate that churches ought to pay tax. I understand that. Let me tell you, though, the opportunities that affords myself and my wife. So we started a church 6 years ago in a new housing estate in the kind of the roughest part of Mount Druitt.
Yep.
And we raised all our own money from donors around about the place, all of whom are, I guess, are Christian people. And I guess not having to pay tax on some of that money, because, of course, there is some tax that we do pay, allows us to do things that we wouldn't be able to do. So it makes the little amount of money that we have go that little bit further in the community.
That's right, charitable works. Thanks for that, Peter. There's also a text here from Barbara who says almost all churches spend vast amounts on charitable works of all kinds. Paying taxes would negate that, says Barbara. Thank you for that. And we've got to almost leave it there, Brian, but the debate is going to continue on our Facebook page.
Well, can I just make a final comment?
Yes, indeed.
And people can go to our website, plainreason.info, to get the full story on this. We're not talking about small charities. We're talking about, for instance, the Catholic Church, its latest valuation is worth over $100 billion.
And what tipped us off on this one, I guess, was this new $57 million Australasian HQ at Chatswood for the Scientologists, for instance.
They don't pay any tax, and nor do Hillsong and all the other churches. We're not talking about the small churches that do some good in the community. We're talking about the mega churches that really avoid paying multi-millions in tax. And it's really got to stop at some stage. I think we've already gone over the line. We've got commercial organisations. I mean, Sanitarium is run by the Seventh-day Adventists. They turn over $600 million a year. I mean, it's incredible stuff, all of which they pay no tax on.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that, Brian. Where should people go again?
Well, they should go to our website, www.plainreason, P-L-A-I-N, of course, plainreason.info, and they can read the full story and make up their own mind.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that. As I say, the debate on our Facebook page looks pretty conclusive. Yes, 93% of you say.